What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. In today's episode, it's going to be pretty much all about sneakers with all the craziness, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, going on in the world right now. There's no sports stuff going on, so we're going to have a lot of sneaker stuff to talk about. I'm going to give you guys my bracket from Sneaker News of the best shoes from the 2010 to 2020 decade. And then we'll talk about some upcoming releases, stuff like that. Yo, keep it locked. Thank you. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. All right, so before we really get into this, once again, I want to thank you guys for listening. It means the world to me. I want to thank the guys over at Midwestern Gentlemen for supporting us, supporting me, for always reaching out, stuff like that. I usually do this at the end of the podcast, but things are crazy right now, guys. So stay positive. Keep your head up, man. We're going to get through this. You know, things are going to get better. This whole quarantine lockdown, I mean, none of us really have any answers because, man, we ain't ever been through this stuff before. And it's all super complicated. It's all crazy. So just try and stay positive. Try and keep your head right. If you need anything, man, talk, reach out to people. We can all still talk on the phone. We can all still FaceTime, Skype, all that stuff. So, you know, let's make sure we're still checking in on our friends and all that, man. Letting people know that you care. Sometimes just letting somebody know that you do care is enough to help them. So, once again, though, just like thank you guys for listening. I know the one big thing I really need to improve on when it comes to this is my consistency and, you know, really doing a weekly podcast. Things have been really tough as far as that goes, between my work schedule and all that. And like right now I'm in a weird transition. I left my old job, started this new job. Can't really go back to my old job right now. I left my old job, started up this new job. 3 days into this new job, we all get shut down and laid off. But I'm in this position of, I've only been with this company, literally it was my third day. It was at the end of my third day. So I can't really draw unemployment from them. I can't really draw it from my previous employer because, of course, I'm voluntarily leaving. So I don't really know. I mean, like, I still got to talk to UIA and all that type of stuff and get that stuff figured out. But, you know, things are complicated because I don't feel like I can go back to my old company because of what a person above me had to say. and I felt very very disrespected. And no, I didn't talk to him about it myself, so I don't really want to get into any detail. And the thing is, I'm also trying not to take it too personally, because it's stuff that, you know, I heard from somebody else. Granted, that's a pretty credible source. So it makes that whole situation difficult, and, you know, we don't really know what's, like I said, man, ain't nobody got answers. We really don't know what's going on in the world right now. Rather just trying to take it a day at a time. I mean, my kids haven't left the house since they canceled school. We're going to try and keep it that way until, you know, hopefully things can get back to normal. But yeah, that's kind of what's been going on with me. I'm hoping I'll be able to get back to my new job here fairly quickly. They did tell me, you know, sat me down, said, hey, like, we wouldn't have done this, you know, we wouldn't have brought you on if we knew that this was going to happen, you know, and we really do want you around. So the hope is they'll give me a call back within, you know, by the middle of the month. But now with the extension, you know, with extending social distancing till the end of April, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's just kind of a quick little tidbit about me and a quick little update. I know I seem to always kind of have some excuse about why it's taken so long to get new pod out. So please pardon my bullshit, but I really do love doing this, and I really want you guys to enjoy it. Tell your friends about it, share it. I would love to make this a big deal. So you, as always, you can go follow me on my social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there, along with our Facebook pages, facebook.com/TheBiggieSmores Show. Now, let's get into some sneaker talk for real this time. All right, so here's the sneaker talk for real here. Sneaker News put out a 64-shoe NCAA-style tournament for the best shoes from 2010 to 2020. Split up into four different regions. Just like the NCAA tournament, we got Nike, we've got Adidas / Yeezy, we've got Jordan, and then we got a miscellaneous one. I'm going to go through it all. Give you guys my picks. I'm going to go region by region, giving you guys my picks. Then we get down to the final four. We'll get it all matched up. You know how it goes. Let me know what you guys think. If you guys want to check this out, just go to Sneaker News. You can find it there. And then give me some feedback, guys, man. Let me know what you think. If you like my picks, if you want to completely roast me, that's cool too. Just let me know. Get at me. It's at Biggie Smores. Let me know what you think. I'm just going to get into it right off the bat here in the Nike section. First up, we got the Red October 2s going up against the CPFM VaporMax. Had to go Red October 2s on it. We got the South Beach LeBron 8s going up against the Air Max 1/97 Sean Witherspoon. Had to go the South Beach LeBron 8s. That's 100% personal feel there. Next up, we got the HTM Flyknit going up against the Sakai LD Waffle. Had to go Flyknit. This is strictly just because I honestly don't really like any of the Sakai collabs. Next up, we got the Kobe 6 Grinch up against the Nike SB Dunk High Skunk. I had to go Kobe Grinch here, even though my feelings run so deep for the Skunks. Next matchup is the Tom Satch and Marjard. up against the Fear of God ones. Had to go with the Fear of God ones. Next matchup is the Galaxy Foam Positive versus the Acronym Presto. This is a tough one for me. Except for I do think that the Foam Positives have been so played out that I couldn't really go with it. Had to go with the Presto. Oh gosh, shoot, I skipped over our 611 matchup, which is the Parapata Air Max 1s up against the Off-White Prestos. Had to go with the Off-White Prestos. That was in between the Grinches and the Fear of Gods. Then we have Acronym Presto, which is what I went with. And then we have the Nike Air Mag up against the COG Dunk High. Had to go Air Mag. So, entering the next round here. We have the Red Octobers going up against the South Beach LeBron 8s. Had to go South Beach on it. Then we have the HTM Flyknit up against the Grinch. This isn't even a fucking matchup. It's the Grinches. Then we have the Off-White Presto going up against the Fear of Gods. Off-White Presto. Then we have the Acronym Presto going up against the Air Mag. Had to go with the Air Mag. Now, we have, this is where it starts to get interesting. We have the South Beach LeBron 8 up against the Kobe 6 Grinch. This was a tough one. Had to go with I had to go with the South Beach LeBron 8 because of the cultural impact of those LeBron 8s. That is a shoe that means a ton to me. The LeBron 8 is one of my favorite shoes to begin with. So I absolutely love the shoe. That South Beach colorway was a colorway that we ended up seeing on pretty much every LeBron model. I think there is even one on the 14. Like I said, it's a classic. Had to go with that. And then we have our Off-White Presto up against the Air Mag. This may surprise you guys. I went with the Presto. Ultimately, the Air Mag is sort of a novelty shoe, right? So I couldn't bring myself to push it past. This is still Battle of the Hype, but I couldn't bring myself to put it past a shoe that has a little bit more, stability in the Off-White Presto. Once again, just my opinion. So then we have the South Beach LeBron 8 going up against the Prestos. I, of course, picked the South Beach LeBron 8. Now, for our Adidas region, we have the Turtle Dove 350 going up against the OASA High. Turtle Doves, hands down. Then we have the Pharrell NMD going up against the Y3 Pure Boost. Had to go with the Pure Boost. NMD R1 OG going up against the HB Ultra Boost. I had to go with Ultra Boost on that. Black and Red Yeezy 350 V2 up against the Bape NMD R1. This was a tough one for me. Well, believe it or not, went with the black and red Yeezys. Next up, we have the Gray 750 against the Wave Runner. Went with the Wave Runner. Any of those 750 straight trash. Don't even try and talk to me about it. Next up, we got the Futurecraft 4D up against the Beluga 350 V2. There was a big part of me that wanted to go with the 4D, but it couldn't do it. Belugas. Then it's the Pharrell NMD. This one is like the green one up against the Pirate Black Yeezy 350. Had to go Pirate Black. Had to do it. Then we got the Ultra Boost OG against the Bape Undefeated ZX 8000. Had to go the ZX, as the Canadians say. granted, I do love the Ultra Boost, but I had to go ZX. Let's see. Starting back up at the top, we have a matchup of the Turtle Doves versus the Y3 Pure Boost. Had to go with Turtle Doves. Then we have the Ultra Boost versus the Black and Red 350 V2. Went with the 350 V2. Then we have the Wave Runner versus the Beluga. Had to go with the Beluga. I couldn't bring myself to go with the Wave Runner. Then we have the Pirate Blacks up against the Bape Undefeated ZX. Pirate Blacks. Down to the last four in this division, we have the Turtle Doves versus the Black and Red 350 V2s. Ultimately, I had to go with the Turtle Doves. And then we have the Belugas up against the Pirate Blacks. Now, this may not make a lot of sense to people. I don't care. It's my list. I had to go Pirate Black. Then we have Turtle Doves up against Pirate Blacks. And this is where my personal choice comes in. I got to go Pirate Black. Now, for the Jordan region, first matchup is the Off-White Air Jordan 1 against the Ray Allen Air Jordan 13. This is going to piss some people off. I went with the Ray Allen 13. You disagree with me? Get at me. Next up, Kaws Air Jordan 4 up against the Shattered Backboard 1s. It's the original Shattered Backboard 1s. Went with the Shattered Backboards. Union LA 1 up against the Dornbacher 8. Had to go with Dornbachers. Band Air Jordan 1 up against the Art Basel Air Jordan 1. Band hands down. Travis Scott Jordan 1 up against the Satin Jordan 1. Travis Scott's hands down. Concord Jordan 11 versus the Dornbacher 4s. Had to go with the 4s. Concords were... It was a tough matchup to choose, but I had to go with the Dornbachs. Next up, we have the Sakai Air Jordan 3 up against the Bin 23 Air Jordan. Bin 23 Air Jordan 6, I believe. Yep. Had to go Bin 23. Next up, I have the Fragment Air Jordan 1s versus the Don C Jordan 2s. Had to go Frags. Next round here, we got the Ray Allen 13s going up to Shattered Backboards. Had to go Shattered Backboards. Dornbach 8s up against the Bands. Travis Scott 1s against the Dornbach 4s. Had to go Dornbacher 4s. Then we have the Bins up against the Frags. Had to go Frags. So, we got three Jordan 1s and a Jordan 4 in the final four of the Jordan region. We had the Shattered Backboards up against the Bands. Band all the way. Dornbacher 4s up against the Frags. This one was a little bit tougher. Ultimately, I went with the Dornbacher 4s. And then we have the Band against the Dornbacher 4s. Took me a little bit to pick. Had to go Band. Now in the miscellaneous region, we have a bunch of Gel Light 3s. So let's just get right into it. We got the Solomon Toe Gel Light 3 up against the Curry 1. Now the Curry 1 isn't a bad shoe. I'm not trying to say that it is, but I had to go with the Gel Light 3. Next up, we have the Blends Old School Bones Vans. Up against the Saucony Endburger. Had to go with the Endburgers. I don't know if this is recording anymore. I hope it is. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. Where were we? Oh, Slam Jam Gel Light 3s up against the Gang Wolf. Old Schools had to go Slam Jam Gel Light 3. Off-White Chuck 70 up against the St. Alfred Gel Light 3. St. Alfred's. The J-J-J-J-Jound. I don't know how you say the name of it, to be honest with you. 990 V3 New Balance up against the Supreme Vans PCL. Had to go Supreme just because I can give them to my girl. Then we're looking at the ALD 990 V2 up against the West MT 580. Had to go 580 on it. Then we got the Kiko Gel Burrs Limeade up against the Leatherback GL3. Had to go with the Leatherback. And then the final matchup, we got the Concept 999 up against the Packer Kamikaze. Had to go Kamikaze because I love that colorway. I love how they made it like the 96 jerseys. Love that shoe. Had to go with it. I'm sorry. Second round, we're looking at the Salomon Toe Gel Light 3 up against the Sakani Enberger. Had to go Enberger. Then we have the Slam Jam Gel Light 3 up against the St. Alfred Gel Light 3s. I went with the St. Alfred because it had the Lakeshore theme. Went with Lake Michigan. I live on the Great Lakes. Just had to do it. Next up, we have the Supreme Vans PCL against the MT580. Then we have the Leatherback Gel Light 3 up against the Packer Kamikaze. The underdog went with the Packer Kamikaze. Next up, we have the Enberger against the St. Alfred Gel Light 3. This was a super, super tough one because I do love the Enberger Sakanis. Saucony. Had to go St. Alfred on it, though. And then we got the MT580 up against the Packer Kamikaze. It's another tough one because that 580 colorway is clean. Went with the Kamikaze, though. Almost Steve Harvey did again. Then we have the St. Alfred Gel Light 3 versus the Packer Kamikaze. Had to go St. Alfred on it. Now, we're down to the final four. We have the South Beach LeBron 8s up against the Pirate Black Yeezy 350s. Went with the South Beaches. Other side of our bracket, we have the Band Jordan 1 up against the St. Alfred Gel Light 3. This is hands down, no discussion, the Band Jordan 1. So on the championship, you're looking at South Beach LeBron 8, Band Jordan 1. Had to go with the OG. Had to do it. Band Jordan 1 for the win. Thank you, mic drop. Once again, guys, it was probably a little tough to listen to. I got myself a little confused at times, but let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you agree, if you disagree. You roast me if you want. I don't care. That this is my personal opinion. And at the end of the day, it's your personal opinion. But that's how I feel about the best sneakers from 2010 to 2020. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. All right, you know what, guys? Since I haven't been with you for so long now, we're going to go a little long with the pod, and I'm going to get into some upcoming releases here. The first release I'm going to talk about was actually supposed to drop this weekend, April 4th, but they pushed the release back to April 11th now. It is, of course, the Air Jordan 1 Court Purple. Really, really clean-looking shoe. Going to be really dope for summer. Retails 170 on them. Nice shoe. Next up, I want to talk about the Air Jordan 1 Smoke Gray. Now, I don't know how I feel about the shoe. White base, gray overlay. I believe it has a gray swoosh. I don't have a picture in front of me. I believe it has a gray swoosh. And then upper on the collar, you have red on the like wing. And then black. And it looks funny split like that, and I really don't like it. We're looking at a July 11th release for $170. The next one, which is something that I kind of feel, kind of don't really know. The Air Jordan 7 Hair 2.0. It's got a neutral gray upper that's supposed to, it's like a hair type feeling. These are supposed to be like Lola Bunny. So it's that neutral gray color, and then like the tongue, the lining, and then like the little ankle areas where the holes are on the sevens. That's all pink. It's not a horrible looking shoe if you ask me, and I like the concept behind it. The concept is more the reason why I like the shoe. But it's dropping on the 8th of April, and you're looking at $250 retail, which is what pushes me away from it. Next thing I want to talk about, and I know I've talked about this before, the Air Jordan 4 Metallic Pack. It's officially a pack now. We're looking at a red, a white red, white green, white orange, and white purple. They're all supposed to be $190. And they all just have like that base white, and then the little lace locks or lacelets or whatever you want to call them. Those are green. It's got a few other like green accent, or you know, that color accent. They're super clean shoes if you ask me. There's no official release date, and like I said, they're gonna be $190. Moving on to the dopest, hypest thing I've seen in a long time, and I really, really want to get my hands on a pair. We have the Nike SB Dunk Low times Ben and Jerry's. These things are super dope. I'm basically just gonna read what Kicks on Fire had about it. They have Ben and Jerry's Cloudy Blue Sky for its underlay. While there's faux fur and a cow pattern on the overlays and the tongue, there is a yellow swoosh. Yellow swoosh logos are symbolic of melting ice cream. You can kind of, they have like a drip, like kind of like a drippy pattern going on. There is a custom branded tongue, which looks super dope. White midsole, and then you have green rubber outsole. We don't have an official release on it. It's just supposed to be summer. I mean, these things are super, super dope. I believe they have a rainbow rainbow lining on the inside. Just super dope. I really, really want to get my hands on a pair. The next shoe I want to talk about is also a really dope SB, but this is a mid top. It's the Nike SB Mid Griffey. So it's inspired by Ken Griffey Jr. and his first Nike shoe. So you have a freshwater base. It's kind of that like tealish color that the Mariners use. And then black overlays. A white swoosh on them. There's like a white 58 that's embroidered on the strap, and I don't know what the 58 means. I'm assuming that it's obviously got to be something with Ken Griffey Jr., but I don't remember like the Griffey Max 1s having anything like that, so I'm not 100% sure. And then there's like a stitched, there's also a stitched swoosh like in like the toe box area, which is not, you know, which is supposed to be like the swoosh that is on the toe box area of the Griffey Max 1. And then there's a black midsole, black outsole, which to me always looks really clean. And then white stitching. Those are dropping April 1st for $115. Then the next shoe I want to talk about, which I think is a super, super dope Yeezy, The Yeezy 350 V2 in the linen. So it's got like this light brown beige-ish upper with a light blue stripe, and then that same beige-ish color for the midsole, gum outsole. Super, super freaking clean, man. Just clean. Like I said, this is a Yeezy that I actually like, because it actually, you know, there's a variation from the past ones. No official release date, obviously 220. So yeah, that's about it. And just kind of touching up and keeping you guys a little bit more informed on some upcoming releases. So as always, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It means so, so very much to me. Thank you guys for just supporting me in general, for showing me love. It means so very much to me. You guys are the absolute best. I do want to send a big shout out to my boy Tyler Geary for reaching out. I also want to shout out Dai Nguyen, Noogie's older sister. Ted sent a tweet out on Twitter where I was like, started a new job Monday, got laid off Wednesday. And she reached out to me and she had sent me a link for, a job and whatnot. And I really appreciate that. Ashville reaching out to me. Same to J Money. You know, you're my boy and I'll do anything. I always got you. Shout out to my boy Jay Biggs. I know he's going through a rough time. His grandpa's in the hospital. He doesn't even know if he's gonna be able to work this summer. But great dude. Once again, shout out to the folks at Midwestern Gentlemen. You guys mean a lot to me. You've helped me out a lot. Shout out to my wonderful, amazing wife, to whom I've been stuck in this house with for, 5-6 days now, and we have, at the very minimum, 14 more to go. Crazy times out there, man. Everybody just stay safe. Shout out Big Billy Billimacky for giving me some feedback. Let me know that he likes the addition of the background music. My wife told me she doesn't. Billy, you rule her out. As always, guys, though, stay positive. Keep smiling. Keep your head up. Keep going. Keep grinding. These times, especially right now, are tough. They're uncertain. But, man, we're going to be okay. We're going to get through it. If you need anything, just reach out. Just talk. This world's a much better place with you in it. I do want to send a big shout out to all of my coworkers at my former job. Y'all know who you are if you're listening. You guys were great. It was a really, really tough decision to leave. So, thank you guys for everything that you've done for me. Thanks for teaching me. Thanks for allowing me to lead you. Thanks for believing in me and being able to take that direction from me. Thank you for helping me help shape me and helping me grow in my position. It really does mean a lot, and those lessons that I take from that, I will use very, very much down the line, guys. It means so very much. Thank you, guys. But yeah, that was this week's pod. Hopefully, I can get one out. Hopefully, I can get one out right on time for you next week. I know, like I said, that's my biggest problem is the consistency in this, and I need to get better about it, and I'm hoping to. I'm going to work on it. But, like I said, Follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. I hope you guys have a great week, have a great night, have a great life. Stay positive in quarantine. Stay home, stay safe. Peace. Much love to you.